Welcome to this self-inquiry session. And we're going to do some self-inquiry throughout this next session. And as we're doing this, I'm just going to ask you to kind of follow along the best that you can and not to worry too much if you, if I say something that isn't immediately obvious within you. So as an example, if I'm saying the formlessness doesn't have an edge, if you can't completely confirm that within yourself, that's okay. Just noticing right there, I'd like to be a little bit more certain of that. And then just not looking at that as in, okay, I can't get this. I'm not not doing this properly or something. My job really is to, my role is to say things that help you become more aware of where you can deepen your seeing. Let's put it that way. And your role, your job is to kind of turn around this tendency to that we all have to say, I don't know that. It means I'm doing something wrong. I'm not fully convinced in my heart, so I'm doing something wrong. Instead, it could be, this is where I could be even more convinced. I can see that I could be even more convinced here. And that is a different energy to be with. So just going to start our self-inquiry by looking at an object in the room that you're sitting in. So if you're, wherever you're sitting, whatever room you're sitting in, you can grab an object or something that you can look at nearby. It doesn't, you can pick something up if you want to. You can hold something, use that as your inquiry. It could be anything at all. My cat is sprawled out on the floor there. It could be like that, or maybe you want to pick something up and hold it and look at it, or whatever object, something that you can fix your eyes on, some other person, whatever you want to do that with. So just as you're looking at that object, there's a recognition of a form there, isn't it? Some kind of form there. Keeping our eyes open for this. I'm only saying that because as we start to get into the inquiry, you might feel the urge to just let your eyes close. And that's okay, but you might find that you miss something vital in that. And if you can't help it, it's okay. You can always go back and watch it again. But sometimes, as subtly, this is another way we resist allowing bliss to come, is by settling for peace, a nice quiet peace. So just looking at the object that you have there in front of you, whatever that is, and there's the form, the object, and noticing, zooming out a little bit to notice the empty space around that object. So there's a recognition of a form, an object, something, and then around that is nothingness, emptiness, formlessness. And we usually just call this empty space. And that's one name that we can call it, but, and it's an accessible way. It was really much more accessible for me to connect with empty space and formlessness at first. But ultimately, what this really is, it is something much more amazing. So there's the empty space and there's the object appearing in it. And I just want to really kind of spend some time looking at this. So looking at the object itself, I'm going to use my hand as an example because it's the nearest thing to me. So there's my hand, and you can look at your object, and then there's emptiness around my hand. And we all have the assumption that form and formless are two things that are different to each other. And in this example, I might believe that there's a place where the formlessness stops and the form of my hand starts. So just looking at your object, there's an idea that somewhere the formlessness stops and becomes the form. There's the form there. So we're just going to really look at that. We're going to zoom in a way and spend some time looking at this. Can formlessness, so just looking at the empty space around the object, does it have any edges? So there's empty space between my hands. Does it have any edges really? Can you slice empty space into sections? Does it have a shape? The emptiness, the nothingness, the formlessness. And so can it really stop where my hand starts, where your object starts? Does it really stop when it meets an object? This might seem like a really strange thing to investigate, but this is the core assumption in all of us that perpetuates this feeling of division. And then we begin to reject the form and prefer the formlessness. And here is this mechanism that we were talking about from the start. So just looking at this with me, and if you can't have some kind of epiphany around this, it's okay. Really, the most exciting thing for me is that you're willing to challenge this idea. It's not really important to me at all that you have some kind of epiphany right now. But you might find just by challenging this idea, you begin to feel more quiet, more free, more relaxed, more open. Kind of meditative in a way anyway. So if formlessness doesn't have a shape or an edge, is it really true it stops here where my hand is or the object that you're looking at? Or if it doesn't stop, if it continues, then what really is this thing here? Is it really a form? Is this really a hand? Or a cat, or whatever it is you're looking at. If there isn't really an edge to the formlessness, is this really what it looks like? Is this really what it seems to be? Just asking this question is allowing an opening. And this is kind of how, also answering the question, how do we get more of these glimpses, is by kind of challenging the assumption that blocks, like the clouds in front of the sun. So when we challenge the assumption, we're pulling away the clouds and reality can begin to shine through. But just checking out the empty space again. And just zooming out a little bit, noticing the room that you're sitting in, just in a very general way. Notice that the room itself is sitting inside this kind of field of empty space, isn't it? And if we're looking at any particular object in the room, there's still empty space in which the room is appearing. It might help you to just visualize for a moment, imagine that the room disappeared, everything in the room disappeared. You suddenly become more aware of the empty space in which the room is sitting. If the room disappeared and all the stuff in it, there'd just be this space where it was. So my eyes can be looking at this object, this laptop, but I can be aware of the emptiness, the space at the same time. My ears can be hearing the sound that's coming out of my mouth, but I can be listening to the silent space, the empty space at the same time, whichever way we're calling it. So just learning to do that is something that we might not have realized that we can do. So you could be looking at an object and be aware of the space, the field, the invisible silent field that's in the background all the time. And with our focusing on the field, the space, the empty space, it becomes more noticeable, more prominent, comes to the forefront. And this is just another habit that we can cultivate. We can call it meditation, but really just self-inquiry meditation of, can I spend more time noticing the field, the silent field in which this room is appearing, or my body is appearing in? It's also, if I close my eyes, it's also the same emptiness, the same field in which a thought arises, comes and goes, disappears. It's the same field that an emotion surges through the body in, or some energy moves. Just noticing the field with me. And noticing that when you recognize the field, the empty space in which the room appears, you're still also aware of the room itself. It's inclusive. The field is inclusive. When I notice a particular form, I lose awareness seemingly of the field. I'm zoomed in to look at a farm. When I notice the field, everything that's present in the field is also visible to me. It's very inclusive, and that's why it feels so nice. It's not one or the other. I can kind of be aware of the field, also interacting with what's going on within it. Don't have to exclude anything when I'm noticing the field. Automatically, I'm aware of what's going on inside it. So the physical objects in this room, if I'm doing this with my eyes closed, then I'm automatically aware of any thoughts that pop up in the field. It's not one or the other then, is it? Just like before in the meditation, we were listening to the silence and the sounds were just included in that, not replacing it. Just challenging these ideas that the field, the empty space, stops where you see an object. Is it really like that, actually? Is it really punctuated? Is the field punctuated by objects where it's displaced, where there isn't any field and there's an object? This seems like, for me, it was a very strange way of questioning and of inquiring at first, but it was very effective. Because we're all seeing the field, but imagining it's broken up by all these objects, so there's objects in the field. And this core division comes from here, form and formless, objects and subjective space, or emptiness and somethingness, that they're two different things. So just zooming back out again, noticing the field, noticing the empty space, recognizing you can't see it with your eyes, the field. It doesn't have any smell or taste. You can't grasp it either, can you? But it's very definitely here. It has to be here first before the room can appear inside it. It seems like the field is inside the room and the room is inside the field at the same time. It's okay, completely. So just noticing the field with me, noticing the tendency of attention to want to go back to some object appearing in it, a thought or a movement, something that's happening, maybe to these words. But also recognizing that you can keep your attention on the field. Right now, if you're noticing the empty field, you can still understand these words, still hear what I'm saying. Your heart's still beating, your senses are still functioning. All that kind of just goes on automatically. You don't have to manage that process. So, noticing the field, and as we zoom out, staying aware of the field, you might begin to notice a certain effect that there's an energy that begins to build in the body. And it's simply because when we're inclusive, when we're noticing the field, we're being inclusive. The field, the empty space, and all the phenomena that seem to be appearing inside. That we might be perceiving both ways, form and formless, but there's no core division inside. It's inclusive, the field, isn't it? So you might begin to notice an energy building up. Or it might just feel like more peace or silence, something kind of innately quiet and still about the field. Just looking at the nature of the field itself, can it reject anything? Is the field, the empty space, doing anything at all with the phenomena arising in it, the objects inside? Is it having any kind of relationship at all, except allowing everything to show up? Is it exerting any control at all? Does it even have the ability to control how the objects are moving inside the field? And it's kind of very passive, isn't it, the field? It's just here and allowing the phenomena of manifestation to come and go exactly however they want to in that. And isn't that really the definition of love? Love of existence, or just allow existence to be, as we were saying before. The field is just allowing all of this to be as it is. The recognition that you are that field. Showing up as a human being, the field has kind of condensed itself down into something visible, an object, a human body, in order to contrast, because the field isn't moving or changing, it's everywhere. And the field creates the appearance of a human being so that you can have some contrast. The human being is growing and changing and moving and talking and becoming, so that the field can finally recognize itself in contrast. I'm here. I'm everywhere. I'm not resisting. I'm not grabbing. I'm just here. The field is the epitome of love. It's just allowing completely. That's all it can do. Pouring forth these shapes out of this shapeless field continuously, constantly. Thoughts, emotions, bodies, cats, laptops, everything, planets. So just inquiring about the field itself. First, it seems strange. And then it seems exciting, and then it seems kind of addictive, like this mysterious field that's always been here and somehow I've never really noticed because it's been in the background. It's not shouting for attention. But the more I notice it, the more it comes into the foreground, the more real it seems, actually, even than the phenomena appearing inside it. Reality might flip on its head. The field seems more real, even though it's invisible, than the objects appearing in it. So again, just before we bring this to a close, if there's anything I've said during this session that tugs something inside that says, I don't really know that yet. I don't know that. I'm failing. Let's flip that on its head. I'd like to know the field better. I recognize that body mind already sees that clear, is more convinced of that. I'd like to experience that too. I'd like to get to know the field deeper each day. And we can call it stillness, silence, awareness, consciousness. The field is the intelligence. The body mind borrows its intelligence from the field. Whatever we're calling it, it's the same thing. So, just take a moment to recognize the field again. What is it doing? What is it not doing? How would it push against something or grab a hold of? It's even allowing of this grabbing and pushing that goes on within it as a human being. Can it be anything other than it is in this moment, the field? Can it be inauthentic? Does it even have that capacity? Is there anything shape it could make that it would then say, I don't like this shape, this one shouldn't be, or this one is not how it is? Does it have that capacity? This is what staying as the self means, being the self, being the awareness means, being like the awareness, being like the field. And utter embracing of the field itself and what's showing up in it, from it, as it, completely as it is. A glorious pouring forth into manifestation. Manifestation doesn't mean making something, changing something. It means making visible that which is invisible, making manifest, to be able to make it visible and tangible. Still the same thing. Tangible, visible, still the same essence, same field. You're just so magnificent that you can appear as this field and as the entire universe. You can appear as nothing at all, as a speck of dust, or as a planet, or a universe, and everything in between. So just like this, could this exploration that we're doing become more fun? Can it become more habitual? Testing the boundary of where our conviction is. I'm not really convinced that form doesn't have an edge. Okay, well, I'd like to be more convinced. I'm not really convinced that this isn't a form. I'd like to see that clearer. Just gently, 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 with our intention to deepen, let the feel do the work for you. Your powerful desire to awaken is the field wanting to recognize itself. What could stop that from happening? So hopefully you've had a little more fun with your inquiry this time than maybe before. Hopefully you've relaxed more into it than before. Hopefully you can see there's no end point with it. How could you ever get to the end of exploring this invisible, intangible mystery? And would you want to? When each time, even now for me, when I experience the field, it feels even more real, even more powerful, even more amazing than it did last time. That never stops improving, increasing. So whether you prefer to call it silence, consciousness, awareness, presence, knowingness, whatever you want to call it, self, noumenon, just exploring it like this, isn't this really falling in love with it? I want to know every facet of it. I want to know everything I can about it. It's a softer energy, a softer intention, isn't it, than I desperately have to. Just softening, softening, experiencing it, allowing it to pervade the body and mind with this softer energy. Powerful but soft energy. And the insights, the glimpses begin to become clearer and clearer because you're open, you're facilitating them, you're gently inviting them, you're softer with it. Self-inquiry is just another word for love, isn't it? Falling in love with yourself. And I really got that. It began to become something I really love to do. Really love to do. Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you.